doing?
Yeah, look, unfortunate. It's swelled up this morning, so we'll get it scanned later on today. So we really don't know the extent of it until we get those results.
With that being said, what are you hoping to get out of the blitz?
Yeah, well, it gives us a good try with Tirico. You know, Tirico hasn't played in the two earlier games this year, and he's just back on the court this week. And hopefully we can get him with our Boomers guys that we've missed as well. So hopefully we can get 10 of the guys back on court anyway.
How exciting is that, Trev, to get these guys? It's their first game for the Wildcats over this little blitz.
Yeah, I was hoping to be a full-strength team, but doesn't seem they're going to have that for a little bit. But, yeah, it's good to get the boys back involved. Our guys here have been training really hard, so it'd be good finally to get an almost full squad to see where we're at, actually.
And what ideas do you have about, you know, your starting five and those things? Is this a little bit of a fact-finding mission, in a sense?
Yeah, well, it's a combination. Obviously, with Nick Kay in there, gives us a little bit of flexibility to play the four and the five, and now with Angus not playing, and we can play a little bit of small ball out there, just see what that lineup goes like. And we've got a young fella, Reese, did really well the first two games, so we'll throw him out there as well. So, yeah, it'll be a little bit of an experiment this weekend and see how we go.
And Tirico, is he restricted minutes or you let him play?
No, we'll have a training run tomorrow, and once he ticks that, he'll be full steam ahead.
There's no temptation for everyone in Cotton Wool, what's happened with Angus?
Yeah, look, it's not an ideal situation, and to have four of the Boomers a pretty big hit, so not having Angus there as our centrepiece, really, and inside. So, look, we've got to find out the extent of the injury, if it's, you know, 2 weeks or 10 weeks. We've got to find out that first, and then we'll make the decision what we're going to do moving forward after that.
Were you watching it last night, man?
Yeah, unfortunately I was, yeah.
What was your immediate reaction?
Yeah, it looked bad when that replay came on, and you know, he went down pretty and hobbled off the court, so there was a couple of quick phone calls to our medical staff, make sure they're on top of it and make sure we're looking after it the best we can. And, you know, he'll get scans later on today, and we'll keep our fingers crossed it's a good result.